There's no question that dumping the deer carcasses in the landfill is cheaper than the current system of liquefying them in a special digester at the UW Veterinary Lab. Liquefying costs $600 a ton compared to $50 a ton for landfilling. County Board Supervisor Brett Halsey says he's also convinced by DNR officials and by researchers at the UW that the deadly prions that cause the disease won't seep out of the landfill and infect other deer or people.
Deer in the landfill are not only going to be in a separate cell, but they're going to be covered so that there will be virtually no chance for the prions to migrate. We're not like composting deer over there. We're entombing them.
If the plan is approved, it's likely about 400 tons of deer remains will be landfilled in the coming year. But Madison author John Stauber, who's written a book on the prions that cause mad cow disease, says the state has wasted millions of dollars trying to eradicate CWD. He calls landfilling diseased deer an exclamation point on that failed strategy.
This is just an economic decision to do what everyone knows is the wrong thing because they say, well, the money's been spent and gone. We don't have the money to do the right thing.
Stauber says the right thing to do is liquefy the deer to ensure the disease doesn't make it into the human food chain. County Supervisor Halsey says some of his colleagues are getting cold feet about the plan. He's not sure there are enough votes to approve it. If it fails, the state will have to come up with the money to continue using the costly digester. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.